This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. The former director of the Kanawha, Charleston, and Putnam County Health Departments has taken on a new role in government. Dr. Rahul Gupta was appointed as the state's commissioner for the Bureau for Public Health in January. Ashton Mara reports 3 months in, Gupta says he's still learning the ropes, but has big plans to help improve the overall health of West Virginians.
It is an exciting opportunity to be able to go from a county level to be able to make impact in the lives of all West Virginians across the state.
Dr. Rahul Gupta has worn many hats in his career. He's first and foremost a doctor, specializing in internal medicine. But he's been a professor, having taught at medical schools in both Tennessee and Alabama, and a public health advocate, leading two county health departments in West Virginia. In January, Gupta was given a new hat to wear. He was appointed by the governor to lead the state's Bureau for Public Health, overseeing 130 statewide programs and some 700 employees.
To me, to be able to have an opportunity to improve the health and well-being of all West Virginians was critical.
But all of that responsibility doesn't seem to faze him. 3 months into his stint as the state's chief health officer, he appears comfortable, motivated, ready to make some changes. We spoke in his office in downtown Charleston.
But the DHHR does have a reputation for being bureaucratic. So how do you come into this office and create that culture of, let's focus on the people, let's focus on the outcome?
Well, simplistically, one employee at a time.
Gupta has started to incite that change in very basic ways, talking to his employees about their experiences in the field, asking them what strengths they see in the system, and perhaps more importantly, what weaknesses. How can they fix them? He wants to ensure that every public health employee in the state has the right mindset as they interact with West Virginians each and every day.
When we have a large system, and the responsibilities are obviously great. There's always a chance where we get bogged down into the everyday issues. And we don't get an opportunity to look at the broader picture. That at the end of the day, what matters is fewer West Virginians are dying because of chronic diseases. More West Virginians are getting the service and the help that they need, those type of things. And we've got to make sure that we are, and all of the people that work within the agency are grounded to that fact.
It is the culture that Gupta truly wants to change, the culture not just within the Bureau, but also within the state. He says he wants his office to be focused on improving the outcomes for all West Virginians so that the state is no longer at the bottom of every national list. But he knows that cultural shift will take time.
Those changes did not happen overnight. Those changes cannot be fixed overnight. What we can do, what I can help facilitate, is those programs and policies and proper changes to those that will put us in a way that we can leverage future opportunities. And hopefully with that, we'll put us on a path to progress where we will start to make those impacts in the future.
For now, Gupta is satisfied with taking on more short-term initiatives to get started down that path. He's begun the work necessary to centralize immunization exemptions at the state level, according to a bill passed during the legislative session. He continues to work with federal partners on monitoring programs as a result of the 2014 chemical spill. He's even brainstorming ways to more effectively share his public health message through social media. He's taken on a huge task in one of the unhealthiest states in the country and hoping to make a difference, one West Virginian at a time. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.
Many college seniors have to worry about whether they're going to find a job after they graduate. But as Jesse Wright reports, some students in a car building competition are being recruited by the auto industry even before they graduate.
EcoCar 3 is the latest in a series of advanced vehicle technology competitions sponsored by the U.S. Department of Energy and General Motors. WVU was one of 16 universities in North America tasked with turning a 2016 Chevy Camaro into a hybrid electric vehicle. EcoCar 3 is a four-year competition, and more than 40 WVU students work on it at any given time. Most are seniors who spend two semesters with the team and then are replaced by a new group. There are also paid graduate assistants who help pass down knowledge from one group to the next. As exciting as it may sound to produce a green version of one of America's most recognizable muscle cars, the competition's ultimate goal is to connect students with the auto industry.
The real product is the students, and that's why there's such a heavy focus on recruiting among all of the competition sponsors, and it's a large group, is getting this next generation of engineers who are already on their feet in alternate and advanced transportation out into the industry.
That's mechanical and aerospace engineering professor Scott Wayne. He's one of the WVU EcoCar team's advisors. Professor Andrew Nix is another advisor in the same department. He says that since the advanced vehicle technology competitions began in the late 80s, the majority of students involved have found jobs when they leave school.
75% have been employed in the automotive or supporting industries.
WVU senior Jesse Feldy leads the project's mechanical team. She says that while the competition is very time-consuming, the opportunity to work so closely with the industry she's interested in makes it worth the sacrifice.
I've actually been offered a job by GM, and I'm going to be starting this summer. So it's really helped me get a start in industry with a good job and something that I'm excited to work with.
While the competition includes students from almost every department at WVU's engineering school, business and public relations majors also are involved. Nick says those students are also finding work related to the industry when they leave school.
Some of the non-engineering majors also have taken positions with companies that either work very closely with or are part of the automotive industry.
An example of this multidisciplinary aspect of the competition is the work Chelsea Betts is doing. She's in the Reed College of Media's graduate program and is heading up the EcoCar team's public relations effort. One of the many things she's doing is helping undergraduate PR students plan a large Earth Day event at WVU's Mountain Lair that highlights the EcoCar team's work.
So they're helping me kind of put that together, and it kind of gives them the experience of like what it takes to actually, you know, organize, plan, and execute an event of that size.
Professor Nick says four of the EcoCar team's students were offered positions at GM in the competition's first semester alone. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jesse Wright in Morgantown.
This is West Virginia Public Broadcasting.